gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is Dr. Jared Lazarus, here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the Scary Farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack is the way to go. Lick and Laugh by Vitacraft. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Don't forget, SCOE 10X is back with us, and if you're looking for something to take out those odors, I highly, 100%, recommend SCOE 10X. You can only buy it on their website at SCOE10X.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. If you're looking for a 2026 calendar, Workman Publishing at HoshitBookGroup.com. And also, dreaming of your next adventure? Join me in Italy by Colette. Give them a call at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009. This is Talkin' Pets.
With us and you will see, this our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody scream.
In this town of Halloween,
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and the eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now, everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Found that corner man hiding in the trash can, something's waiting there to pounce and
it's like a green
aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Riding with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
In the town of Halloween,
I am the clown of the tearaway face.
Here I flash and dog of the trace.
I am the who and the call who's there.
And happy Halloween to everybody out there. This is our Halloween show. So we hope you have a wonderful Halloween. We're going to be talking Halloween with Dr. Jared Lazarus and, of course, Lexi Adams. And I'm John Patch, and the number is 818-818-6401. So, Lexi, I see you're all dressed up in your witch's outfit.
My witch's cloak, yep.
I like that cloak. I got to borrow that.
Yeah, I got it on Amazon.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I talked to a couple of people, and everybody seems to have shopped there this year for their Halloween things.
Oh, yeah. And my mom did take the kids to Spirit or whatever. I heard they're opening a Christmas thing, too. So I hope that's true, because I would love to go to Spirit Christmas. So
they are doing a Spirit Christmas?
I don't know. I've seen it. I haven't looked into it to see if everything on Facebook is fake now. So I don't know what's a true story.
What's real and what's not.
I can't tell.
That's the whole AI. It's like you really don't know
some of the videos aren't crazy. They really do look real. But then when you really watch it, you're like, okay, that's not
No, it is crazy. You don't know what to believe anymore. And that's the thing that's scary about it. So, and that's beyond Halloween. That's going to be our life moving forward, it seems like.
Yeah.
I think some good things will come out of AI, but, you know, the bad people are going to use it for a lot of bad things.
Yeah, I have to pretty much stay off of Facebook at this point just because I can't tell. And then I confuse myself. That's the problem, is that I'm like, is that real or is it not? And I don't want to give false information, so.
Well, I think that's going to be hard, too, because, you know, it is the Halloween season, and people are going to be posting things that, you know, might be scary to you, but also to your kids and everything if they're on Facebook or whatever. You don't know what to expect.
Keep your children off social media. That's will be my little PSA.
And you're right about that. They shouldn't be on it because it's just a little bit too insane.
Yeah, I didn't believe a lot of the stuff. There was something years ago that went around with, like, YouTube, kids YouTube, that people were saying that there were like some videos on it. My kids watched it. I watched a lot of it. I never saw anything with that. So I think that that was probably more fake news than it was real. But the thing that goes on with Roblox, that is true. I've gone through it.
I saw that personally. On the news this week, though, is that Roblox is like you really
getting sued. Yeah, they're being sued. There's a lot of bad people out there.
Scary people.
Mm-hmm. And I, unfortunately, I had to go through that with my kid.
And life is even more scarier than it's ever been before.
Yeah.
So,
Halloween.
So, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I just watched the Nightmare Before Christmas with my kids. There's a dog in it, a little ghost dog. Our favorite, though, is the Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie?
Yeah. It's not a wiener dog, but
oh,
that's
wait,
what the movie is
okay,
called.
That's the
it's
one
black
from,
and white.
That's the one from Night Before Christmas, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
It's not. I think he makes it probably Tim Burton. It's claymation, so I assume that Tim Burton makes the Frankenweenie. People think that Frankenweenie, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and The Corpse Bride, the dog is like all the same because he's alive in Frankenweenie, but then he turns into a zombie dog, then he's a ghost dog, and then there's a skeleton dog.
I remember seeing one of them because I remember the dog ending up in a cemetery somewhere.
Yeah, they do. That's Frankenweenie. The dog does unfortunately pass away, but then he brings it alive like a Frankenstein.
Oh, well.
That's why it's Frankenweenie. But he's not a wiener dog.
You should have gave a warning on that, so just in case anybody was going to watch it.
That's the whole premise of the movie, is that the dog is a Frankenweenie. He's a Frankenstein dog.
Dead and brought back.
Yeah.
Well.
It's actually based on an old movie, and it was like live action, and it had like the target dog. I don't know what kind of dog that is. The bull terrier or something like that. White dog.
Because it's Halloween, we're going to do something a little bit different in the show today, is rather than doing like an animal sound or a trivia question, and we'll give you some hints, we're going to play some horror film music themes. And if you can guess what theme or what horror film it's from, then you can win a prize. So the number is 818-818-6401. That wasn't the sound, but we'll let you know when we're going to play it. And then you got to guess what film it could be from. Could be from Psycho. Could be from Dracula. Could be from my friend. And I called Linda this week, Linda Blair. She's the girl from The Exorcist, Reagan. And I asked her to come on with us today because she's a good friend. But she was going to Elvira's party right now. So I was like, okay, have fun.
Yeah.
But this is her busy time of the year because everybody's always asking her to do things and appearances because The Exorcist is still one of the top movies out there for horror films.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very good to watch, you know. And then they had the new one that came out and she had a cameo at the very end. Did you see the new one?
No.
Yeah, she's at the very, well, I'm sure most people know by now, but she's at the end of the film.
Mm.
But, you know.
I like the Evil Deads. Those are some of my favorite, the old ones. The real ones, not the new ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like,
because they're funny.
I like the Halloween ones. Like Michael Myers, you know, I like those. They kind of got out of hand as they kept going. But, you know, the original ones were. And the original, that's probably my scariest film, was the Halloween film.
Oh, no, mine was The Ring.
Really?
Yeah, that movie, I watched it as a child. It scared me so bad. I used to sleep with my TV turned around so that if she were to come out of the TV, she would hit the wall.
Oh, wow.
Was my thinking.
So, yeah, mine was Halloween because when I was growing up, two of my friends ended up being murdered that way. So, you know, we were 12, 13 years old. And
you think that would be your least favorite then?
No, it's the one that freaks me out the most.
Oh, I see.
So in that realm.
That's why, yeah.
Yeah. But my black cat, Shadow, just jumped up on my lap. So if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll see her gold eyes piercing out at the camera. But yeah, she's always got to be next to me. Right, don't you, girl? You a good girl? She's looking at me.
Perfect Halloween kitty.
I put the kitty mask on. She was a little freaked.
I had vampire teeth on earlier. My dog was freaking out.
She knew it was me, though, because I was still sitting in his chair. I think if I came out of nowhere, I may have freaked her out more. But it is the season to be wearing costumes and all, and we'll talk about that with your pets and all. But once again, I'm John Patch. Joining us is Dr. Jared.
And I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. We come back. A story from Lexi. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
costumes and masks, lights and decorations, and a contest parade of strangers coming to your door. Halloween can be a downright spooky experience for pets. You can protect your pets by taking these steps to reduce the risk of them being hurt, poisoned, or lost. Don't feed pets Halloween treats. Raisins can cause your pet's kidneys to fail, and candy may contain substances toxic to pets, such as chocolate or xylitol, a common sugar substitute found in sugar-free candies and gums. Often, you won't be able to tell what a treat or piece of candy contains just by looking at it. Make sure your pets have identification, microchip collars, and ID tags that will make it easy for someone to contact you and return them home in case they escape through an open door while you're distracted with trick-or-treaters. Keep lit candles, jack-o'-lanterns, and other Halloween decorations out of reach of pets. Keep all human costume pieces away from pets, along with glow sticks, decorations, batteries, and other holiday items. When chewed, glow stick items can release liquid that tastes really bad and can make pets drool excessively or act strangely, though it isn't likely to be harmful. Other costume parts and decorations might cause choking, internal injury, or illness. If you plan to put a costume on your pet, make sure it follows these guidelines. Fits properly and is comfortable, doesn't have any pieces that easily can be chewed off or cause choking, doesn't block your pet's sight, hearing, breathing, mouth, or movement. Take time before Halloween to get your pets accustomed to the costume and never leave a costume pet unsupervised. If your pet is wary of strangers or has tendencies to bite, put them in a room away from the front door during trick-or-treating hours or provide them with a safe hiding place. Keep your pets indoors. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Everybody out there, we hope you're going to have a happy Halloween and also a safe one as well. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401 is the number.
Let the games begin!
So, this is not Name That Animal Sound, but this is going to be, because it's the Halloween show, Name That Halloween Theme Movie. So, if you know your Halloween movies and you know their themes, you could win. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401, that's the number to play the game with us. And if you win, you can pick cat treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purse Sticks. You could go with the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint Plus, and the multivitamin. They all come together. You can go to Dog Book or the new Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, as well as a elephant bracelet. And we have for your tumblers, basically when you're drinking, and we know you all do, you could go with Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. It goes on your cup, or you can go with the NFL one. And we also have a keychain for a little boy. So those are your choices. Oh, and a 2026 calendar. If you want to go with one of those, we have that as well. And Jared, you have to pick out one of your calendars for next year down there, and that's the one we're going to also give away.
Thanks.
So those are your choices. If you can name this Halloween theme movie. Can name this Halloween theme from a movie, a scary movie, call. Take a guess, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what that is. We want to hear from you. 818-818-6401. So what movie is that from?
Beats Me.
Do you know that one?
No.
No? Do you know that one?
No, no.
Really?
It's a great theme song.
Think.
You know it?
Yeah, of course he knows it.
I love horror. I love horror movies.
Well, I love horror movies too, but that doesn't sound familiar.
Think Little Boy.
Hmm.
Oh, that's your hint.
Yeah, you
think
know.
Little Boy.
I think I know it now.
That's your hint. 818-818-6401. By the way, do you have that song at the bottom of the thing, Lexi?
Yeah.
So, Jared.
Yes, John.
This is for you.
Maybe.
I'm scared.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
you guys. Are you gonna make me cry on radio?
That was why the cakes are up there.
Oh.
So happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, you guys are great. You really are.
So a big, what, 25?
No, I'm 30 this year.
Oh, okay.
30 again.
For the...
For the past... I like to think of it as the 48th anniversary of my 10-year-old birthday.
Nice. Okay. So you told your age. All right. Okay. Well, you're still a baby to me. Hey, we're going to go real quick before we go out to the break and see if Tom in Coos Bay knew what that scary movie theme was. Tom, what do you think that scary movie theme was?
Damien.
Oh, Damien.
Okay. So what was the name of the movie, though? Damien is the little boy.
I was wrong. I didn't guess that.
I don't recall that.
Okay, I'm gonna put that out there still, so somebody knows the name of the movie. But because you said Damien, I'm gonna make you a winner. So stay on the phone and talk with Sydney because we got to take a break. But when we come back, we'll continue on, see if somebody knows the name of the movie. But stay on the line, Tom. This is Talking Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Out of Port Canaveral, Florida. Late last week, a man driving a truck mowed down nearly 50 shore birds at the Port Canaveral cargo dock, according to sources. 35 of the birds died at the scene, and another 13 maimed birds had to be humanely euthanized. Heather Pepe, co-founder of Wild Florida Rescue, commented on what is believed to be an intentional act of cruelty. All killed in an instant, left the 13 to suffer until they were put down or died. How this person hit them, though, even in the road, I don't know. They would have had to gun it in order to hit those birds. Step on the gas and run them over. As reported by Fox Orlando, the targeted birds were apparently sitting in a puddle. That's right, sitting in a puddle. Having the day of their life sitting in a puddle. When the man ran over them. The cruel incident is under investigation, and evidence will be submitted to the Brevard County State Attorney's Office for review. You see something? You say something. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Like this song. Happy Halloween, everybody. We hope you're going to celebrate and have a good time, because everybody needs to celebrate. We need to celebrate. We need to get over some of the things that's going on in the world. So, we're going to go out to Oceanside, California, and we're going to talk with Nicole. Nicole, I'm going to play this a little bit for you. What do you think, Nicole? What movie theme is that from? We already have the hint from Coos Bay, Oregon, that Damien is the boy in the movie. But what is the name of the movie?
The Omen.
I would say congratulations. Yes. Now, you are a winner, so you're getting that. So, what do you want to go with? We have the cat treats. We have the dog treats. We have books. The books are Pets, Pets, Pets. We have the dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the cat treats, Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, which I highly recommend. Purse Sticks is another one. You can go with dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We do have the tumbler bracelets. They go on your tumbler as you're drinking your beer, watching a game or a movie. One is Stitch. The other one's NFL. We have a kid's keychain. And we have the SCOE 10X odor eliminator, glassable water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, and a elephant's bracelet. More of a kid's.
I'll take the dog treats.
You got the dog treats coming out to you from Good Pets Foods. We will send them out to you, and congratulations. Stay on the line, Nicole, and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address, and we'll ship them out to you, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thank you.
Have a great one. Be safe.
Thank you.
So do you guys remember, actually, like when, well, I can't say Lexi, but I'd say Jarrett and I, when we were kids, and it was Halloween, how you had to be afraid of getting an apple or a candy bar that, you know, may... Because back then,
a razor blade or something like that.
And it wasn't a myth. I mean, people think it's a myth, but there were kids that literally would bite into an apple and...
Well, I hope I didn't hurt anyone.
Well, you probably did.
Well, that's it. Right now, they'll be like, oh, you got to be careful because people pass out drugs to your kids. I'm sorry. People are not passing out free drugs to your children.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not. They're not doing that.
I charge for them. They're not free.
So Nicole got that answer in Oceanside, California, and it was the Omen. And now we're going to hear a story from Dr. Jared himself.
A feline named Zhao Mao, who survived a harrowing week-long trans-Pacific voyage from China to Minnesota in a shipping container, is now putting on weight, gaining trust, and inching closer to adoption. After being rescued over the summer, Zhao Mao is reportedly on the road to recovery. Once deadly thin and highly distrustful after days in the shipping container without food or water, the cat has blossomed under the care of Pet Haven Incorporated in Minneapolis, Minnesota. According to a report from CBS News, the volunteer foster organization hopes to place her and a feline companion with whom Zhao Mao has bonded in a forever home in the next few months. It's actually amazing she survived that journey, and we are not 100% how she did it, Kerry D'Amato, executive director of Pet Haven, told the outlet. 3 weeks without food or water, she would not be alive. She must have been drinking condensation, maybe eating bugs and rodents there. The survival success of Zhao Mao, which means little cat in Mandarin Chinese, is partly credited to Pet Haven's Wallflowers program, which specializes in helping shy or traumatized animals like Zhao Mao learn to trust again. The cat's journey began in June when she accidentally hitched a ride inside a shipping container traveling roughly 8,000 miles over 3 weeks from China to Minnesota. When the container arrived in Oakland, Minnesota, Zhao Mao was found cowering under pallets, remarkably alive but emaciated and severely dehydrated. After being trapped and secured by animal control, the feline was sent to Northwoods Humane Society in Wyoming, Minnesota. However, due to Zhao Mao's fragile condition, the shelter wasn't equipped for the intensive rehabilitation she required, so Pet Haven and its Wallflowers program stepped in. When she arrived to us, she was deathly thin and very ill, D'Amato recalled. She would charge at us, hiss, and lunge. Today, she chirps at us and comes out when we call her. Her eyes are bright, her ears are forward. She's giving us all the indications she is trusting. In the early months of recovery, Zhao Mao was extremely skittish, hiding from any human contact. Though patient and steady trust building, she began to relax and now seeks out attention from her caretakers. A breakthrough came when she was paired with another cat named Prince, whose calm presence helped her grow more confident. Pet Haven anticipates that Zhao Mao and Prince may be ready for adoption as a bonded pair within the coming months. The organization, which relies almost entirely on donations and volunteer fosters, is also calling attention to the overcrowding at local shelters and encourages people to adopt or foster animals to free up space so more animals like Zhao Mao can help. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets Radio, talking without the G. I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace. Bonding. Let's get this catch on the shore. Bonding. Extract its uranium core. Bonding. Hands a 10 and 2. James Bonding. It's a military coup.
Oh, I feel this emptiness. I never realized what I had. Oh, how I've dreamt of this. All I ever wanted was a pizza roll. Oh, it's still ice cold in the middle.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Jared, there's pizza in the kitchen if you want to, like, help yourself.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to quit.
It might be a little cold in the middle, but, yes.
Thank you.
It's fresh, though.
That's the only reason I come here is for the food. John has all the goodies.
And just so you know, the razor blade is in pizza slice number 3.
Oh, I love
it. Don't tell
my
Lex.
Favorite. Is that a topping standard at Hungry Howie's now?
Yes.
It's special.
818-818-6401. That's the number. Happy holiday and happy Halloween, I should say. Boo, boo, boo. Happy Halloween.
I love Halloween.
Halloween's a fun time. I'm not doing anything this year, though.
What?
Nah.
You're
well,
give out candy.
This is the Halloween show. I am giving out candy.
I keep my lights off.
Do you?
Me?
No.
Too.
No, nobody ever comes to me.
No. I used to get tons, and now it's like filtered down. It's not as
right.
many. Because there's so many things going on for kids these days. And it's a little safer than they do school things and so on and so forth. You don't
trunk
see...
Trunk or treat.
Well, I'll tell you, there was like last year, it was like 10 o'clock at night. And the last Halloweeners I got were 3. And they had to be about 18, 19, 20 years old. And I was a little spooked on opening up my front door.
Yeah.
And they didn't have Halloween costumes on, so that even spooked me a little bit more. But I was like, all right, they rang the bell, so...
you opened the door?
I did. I'm just like, am I going to die here? And then they said, Halloween, and put their hands out. So I gave them some candy, and then they walked away. I was like, okay, so that was just my brain in, you know, scary warp.
You remember?
But you never know, though.
You reminded me of my childhood in Staten Island, going around with my bag, and everyone was giving out candy. And
Back
some
then.
Gave out like money, like pennies and nickels.
Yeah. Now,
and that was worth
do.
A lot of money back then. A nickel, you can go to a candy store and get a lot.
Yeah.
What a lot of people do now, which I
I'm not
personally
that old, John.
Like.
What the, John?
I am.
Yeah. Well, that could buy you a trip around the world with that nickel and get change.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
But they sit down at their driveways now. Like, so
yeah,
as you walk, so you don't actually have to walk up to people's houses. So the past couple of years that we've gone, we will walk around the neighborhood, and I won't even go to the houses that people aren't sitting out front anymore.
Really? Why?
Because I have to walk all the way up to the door then, when they're, like, in their driveway, and it just messes up the flow of just walking right past. We'll see how this year. I'm actually going trick-or-treating in my neighborhood this year. Because my mom moved. So for every year that I've gone trick-or-treating, so for about 10 years, I've gone in my mom's neighborhood. So this is going to be the first year, and longer than that, honestly, because my mom lived there for over 20. So in over 20 years, this is going to be my first Halloween not trick-or-treating in that neighborhood.
You don't take your dog with you, do you?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
Absolutely not. She is.
Because I think a lot of people think that take their pets with them, and I don't think that's a good idea, because your dog, you don't know how that dog's going to react when, you know, you got a scary ghoul coming up walking towards you. Your dog may lunge out.
She's a terrible walker normally. I wouldn't take her out when there's a whole bunch of people.
Well, you have a corgi. Those are small
She's
little
awful.
Legs to keep up. But
I love corgis.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take, like, I would leave the pets at home.
Yeah.
You know, taking them with you is...
You just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what they're going to, how they're going to react to it. And
also they might get into chocolate.
Then, yeah.
You know,
yeah, you don't want them finding that either, because that's not a good thing.
It's
but
poisonous.
We're going to take a little break and we come back. More of Talking Pets. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. This is our Halloween show. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com. Like a proud cat leaving a bird on its owner's doorstep, orcas, also called killer whales, may sometimes offer to share their prey with humans, according to a research published by American Psychological Association. In the study, researchers from Canada, New Zealand, and Mexico reported on 34 interactions spanning two decades in which orcas in the wild attempted to offer food to humans. The incidents took place in oceans around the world, from California to New Zealand to Norway to Patagonia. Orcas often share food with each other. It's a pro-social activity and a way that they build relationships with each other, said study lead author Jared Towers of Bay Cetology in British Columbia, Canada. That, they said, also share with humans may show their interest in relating to us as well. Towers and his colleagues, Ingrid Weiser of the Orca Research Trust in New Zealand and Vanessa Pergolini of the Marine Education Association in La Paz, Mexico, collected and analyzed information about 34 incidents of food sharing that they and others had experienced. On 11 of the occasions, the people were in the water when the orcas approached them. In 21 cases, they were on boats. And in two cases, they were on the shore. Some were captured on video and in photos. Others were described in interviews with the researchers. In order to be included in the analysis, the incidents had to meet strict criteria. In each case, the whales had to have approached the people on their own. The people could not have closely approached the whales and dropped the item in front of them. In all but one of the cases, the orcas waited to see what would happen after they made the offering. And in seven cases, they tried more than once to offer the food after people initially refused it. Domesticated animals like dogs and cats sometimes offer food to humans, but this research marks some of the first detailed descriptions of similar behavior in non-domesticated animals. It makes sense, according to the researchers, because orcas are intelligent and social animals that use food sharing as a way to build relationships with kin and unrelated individuals. They also often hunt prey much larger than themselves, and thus sometimes have food to share. Offering items to humans could simultaneously include opportunities for killer whales to practice learned cultural behavior, explore, or play, and in so doing, learn about, manipulate, or develop relationships with us. Given the advanced cognitive abilities and social cooperative nature of the species, we assume that any or all these explanations for and the outcomes of such behavior are possible. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Let me see more. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, see more. Feed me all night long. 'Cause if you feed me, see more, I can grow up big and strong.
So I think that's pretty interesting, because sometimes pets do, of course, if they love you, a cat will bring a dead animal to your front porch if they're outside. Hopefully it's outside in the aspect that they bring a dead animal rather than living inside and bringing a human to your footstep. But although my cat was staring at Dr. Jared here in the studio like he was going to, like she was going to go like after him, because she never met Dr. Jared. You never met Shadow before.
No, I haven't.
Shadow's very opinionated. I'll leave it at that.
I sort of get that impression when she hissed at me and bared her teeth.
Uh-huh.
We don't get along, me and her.
I mean, she's friendly.
And
but
I've known her the entire time that he's had her, and she still doesn't like
me. She's opinionated.
If she thinks you're going to hurt me, like, she will actually, she's like a dog. She will go after you.
Well, have you seen those videos on
I know Facebook exactly what you're going to say.
About, you know, like, cougars and tigers and bears coming for the children, and then all of a sudden a cat, you know, even like a Doberman is growling at a bear or a leopard.
To protect it's
you.
Not
AI. Is it AI? And they're growling
know.
At each other, and then all of a sudden the cat goes ballistic. Because that's happened. Remember the cat that saved the boy? That video,
right? The one on his tricycle.
There was a dog's like attacking it or whatever, and the cat came running out.
Yeah, the dog actually grabbed the kid and was biting him, and the cat came out of the house, ran after the dog, and chased the dog away.
You don't mess with cats.
No, cats are very
vicious.
Territorial.
Mm-hmm. I had to like reach down and pet her and say he's okay because she was staring you down.
Oh yeah,
like big time. And it's because she doesn't know you.
And I ignore her. And eventually, I've never been bitten by a cat.
Today's the day.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It is our Halloween show. So if you hear a scream, that's Dr. Jared.
And it's a black cat too. So you know, but I love cats, and I think they know that. But she was giving me the evil eye.
I love cats, too. The reason why she doesn't like me is that he has a cat, Summer, that I love. And her and Summer don't really like each other. But me and Summer are besties. Like, she comes in every show to see me. I love her. We're besties. And
that's the thing, when people say that cats don't get jealous over things, I'm like, you've never lived with a cat. Cats definitely get jealous from other cats and so on and so forth. Summer and Shadow get along. They lay next to each other. Everything's fine. But there's a big jealousy thing with those two, and especially with Shadow. It's like Shadow owns this house, and I live in it along with the other cats and everything else.
Even though she's the youngest.
And how she is the youngest. How does Winter fit?
Winter just doesn't care.
She's just there.
Winter's the white cat. Yeah,
she's just there.
She just
Winter.
Goes with the flow.
She used to sit on my shoulder.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
She used to lick your head.
Yes.
Yes.
She's too fat to do that now.
Oh, no, you
no, not
her.
Winter. Winter's not fat.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Look at her. Come here, Winter.
She's svelte.
She's big boned.
Hey, well, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. If you are going to get a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue. And during the Halloween season, leave your pet at home. And make sure that you leave your pet in another room if you think that your pet is going to freak out with the doorbell ringing every 5 minutes and scary people being on the other end. Also, you don't want them running out the door and running away. So be very careful. Think twice, not just once. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. But again, have a happy, happy Halloween.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.